You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
My name is Amanda Ventura, and I'm on the public affairs team at Waymo.
So Amanda, we are here at the Waymo launch event, and you're going to give us a bit of a look at the car, I believe.
Of course. Let's do it. Let's check out Waymo.
All right.
Okay, so the Waymo is an all-electric Jaguar I-Pace. If you reach out your right hand, you can kind of...
There it is. Feels very nice and smooth and shiny. Probably nice and clean for the launch.
It is nice and clean for the launch. That's correct. So our vehicle is baseline, and there's actually someone inside the vehicle. So we'll wait to open the door, but you did notice that the handles kind of feel a little bit distant. It's because they actually stay flush with the sides of the vehicle until you unlock it from your app, and then they pop out so that you can grab the vehicle door handle and open it. So the vehicle itself is, it's a standard kind of sedan. It has four doors. It still does have its steering wheel in the front seat, if anyone's wondering. What makes it unique, though, is that we have a lot of hardware on the outside. So if you wanted to actually reach up to kind of the top of the vehicle here, you'll start to feel some hardware.
Yes, there's a sensor that there's something that kind of goes across the roof of the car here.
Exactly,
across the roof sideways.
And if you go even further, if you can, kind of, there you go.
There's a bigger sensor, there's a bigger bar going across the other way, kind of across the original bar that goes from left to right, from the left to the right of the car. There's one that can be going up and down in a kind of slash motion. So are these sensors then, the bits above the roof, on the roof there?
So the sensors are attached to the roof. And what we have is LiDAR, cameras, and radar. And so kind of the bigger sensor that you were feeling was our radar. And what these sensors do is all three of them work together to give us a 360-degree view around the vehicle up to 300 meters away in full daylight and full darkness. And so this is like a very, very high perception, you know, that we can see completely around us. And it helps us answer four key questions, which is what's around me? What is happening? Like, what is everyone else doing? And then what do I do next? And of course, the question of where am I, right? And so the technology is taking in real-time information about everyone that's around it, the, you know, people that are walking across the crosswalk or the zebra crossing, you know, the people who are on their bikes, other road users. And it's saying, okay, here's what I think they're going to do, and here's what I'm going to do in response to drive safely through the street.
What stage are we at with the auto, the kind of self-driving element of these cars? Do they still require manual intervention, or is it a case that you can just get in it and it will take you where you need to go?
Yeah, so right now Waymo is fully launched to the public in six US cities, and we are starting to drive around London. In London right now, we have a specialist behind the wheel, but we're not launched to the public yet. This is kind of still the early stages. So before we launch in a new city, we're doing manual road testing. And then we take the human specialist out from behind the front wheel, and the Waymo driver, so to speak, is doing all of the operations of driving. So what this means is that when we do launch, you hail the car from an app on your phone, and an empty car comes and picks you up and takes you where you want to go. This means you don't need a driver's license to use Waymo. You're always a passenger. You never touch a steering wheel.
I remember watching a documentary about these cars, and it was quite amusing because it was described as if the steering wheel was actually moving on its own as the car was driving, which sounds quite an interesting motion.
Absolutely. So the wheel does still turn inside the vehicle. So a lot of people do kind of describe it as like a ghost driver.
And what can a person do while the journey's ongoing in the car? What sort of functionality can users do inside a Waymo car when they are actually being driven?
Sure. Actually, and let's keep walking so you can feel some of the other sensors too. Sorry, Caesar. So we have a mirror coming up, and then I'm actually going to suggest that you walk a little bit to your left so that we can kind of clear a podium. And then we also have these sensors here. Okay, so this one that you felt that just spun. So that's one of our LiDAR sensors. And this is really kind of similar to some of the sensors that are on top of the vehicle, but they're more for short-range LiDAR and sensing.
It looks like a little kind of light fixture.
It does kind of feel like a light fixture, and it's interesting you say that because LiDAR is light. So it's light detect and ranging, And what it's doing is it's sending out light pulses to create a 3D view of the world around us. What you're also feeling is kind of a boxy sensor. If you kind of guide your hand around, that's going to be our radar. And then our camera systems as well. So we have several cameras. Altogether, we have more than 29 sensors on this vehicle.
There's a bit here that feels just like a camera lens.
That is a camera. Yeah. Yeah, so that's going to be a front-facing camera because right now you're at the hood of the vehicle. So you had asked about the functionality of the vehicle when someone's riding inside the car.
Yes.
So when you're inside the vehicle, you can play your own music. So you can, you know, have your Spotify streaming, whatever your favorite road song is. You can also change the temperature. And of course, I know that you have Caesar, your guide dog, with you. You can move the front passenger seat forward so that Caesar has more space in the footwell in front of you.
I'm already sold.
I know.
That's fantastic. And you're not going to get a guide dog refusal.
And then additionally, we have accessibility features available within our app menu. So when you download the app and you start riding, there is an accessibility menu. And within that, you can toggle on certain functions. And one of my favorites is in-car audio cues. And what that does is it gives the rider additional information about what's happening during the ride. So there's a PA system inside the vehicle that can give riders information. It's also how you would connect with rider support. When you have in-car audio cues turned on, the vehicle will give you details such as waiting for the intersection to clear or stopping for an object in the road, or if you've been in the car for a while, it might even say proceeding along Main Street. And really useful, I think, for, you know, people who are blind or have low vision.
I was going to say, so throughout the whole process, you are aware of what's going on. You don't kind of feel lost along the journey. When, as you know, you've been driven by taxi drivers, sometimes they don't really tell you what's going on. They just kind of go do their job, and you're sitting there kind of hoping, I hope we know what we're doing. But in this case, you are constantly updated as to what's going on.
Yeah, I would say that it's a little more casual than a constant update, because that would be like an information overload potentially for some people. But yeah, it is, the idea is that we want people to feel comfortable and like there's, you know, they understand that the Waymo's got it.
Are you able to request information about kind of your journey throughout while you're being driven?
Yeah, so you can contact rider support 24/7, and a human rider support agent will come on and, you know, answer questions about your ride if you have them. But right now, at the moment, you're not able to, you know, just like prompt it to say like, where am I right now? Not yet, but
working progress. And what stage are we at? Like you said, you're driving them around London. How are the cars coping with a city of London's kind of design, which is a bit different to, you know?
Yeah. So as Waymo comes to London, we're bringing more than 10, 15 years of real world driving experience. And so we believe that, you know, we've set a foundation and are uniquely positioned to start driving in the complicated city that is London.
What sort of design does the car have inside? Do you have kind of nice leather seats, or is it?
We do. We have blue leather interior seats inside the vehicle.
Sounds very nice. Well, we look forward to finding out more about this, and certainly looking forward to finding out more about these cars as they get trialed in London. And hey, you never know. Maybe getting a ride in them at some stage later in the year. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be our pleasure to give you and Caesar a ride.
Oh, Caesar would love it. He'll take the driver's seat, of course, if you asked him. But, you know. Give him enough biscuits, he might drive you where you want to be. Well, Amanda, thank you very much for describing the car for us and joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for R&IB Connect Radio.